Trump spoke to the nation today in the aftermath of two mass shootings in which gunmen killed 29 people in a 13-hour period. Mr. Trump condemns the weekend shootings in Texas and Ohio, calling them evil attacks.
These barbaric slaughters are an assault upon our communities, an attack upon our nation, and a crime against all of humanity. We are outraged and sickened by this monstrous evil.
AP Sagar Meghani has more from the White House.
The president says the nation's gripped by shock, horror, and sorrow after the killings of 29 people in El Paso and Dayton.
These barbaric slaughters.
And with mass shootings happening over and over, he vows the nation will act with urgent resolve. This morning, he tweeted about wanting stricter gun control laws, specifically stronger background checks. Speaking later here at the White House, he gave no details. The president says the nation must use unite to condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy.
These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America.
And called for the death penalty for those who commit hate crimes and mass murders. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A general strike in Hong Kong descended into citywide mayhem Monday as defiant protesters started fires outside police stations and hurled bricks and eggs at officers. After disrupting traffic early in the day, protesters filled public parks and squares in several districts, refusing to disperse even as police repeatedly fired tear gas and rubber bullets. The city's leader, Carrie Lam, says Hong Kong is on the verge of a very dangerous situation. Lam insists she has no plans to resign despite the ongoing demonstrations. India has scrapped the special autonomous status given to Kashmir for decades, giving the state its own constitution and broad decision-making rights. Pakistan's foreign ministry has rejected